Daily Light, April the 25th, morning. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. You know that he appeared to take away sin, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. He has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and saviour to give repentance. Through this man, forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and by him everyone who believes is freed from everything from which you could not be freed by the law of Moses. Your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. You shall call on his name, Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:11. And 1 John 3:5, 1 Peter 2:24, Hebrews 7:25, Isaiah 53:5-6, Luke 24:46-47, Hebrews 9:26, Acts 5:31, Acts 13:38-39, and 1 John 2:12.